Yeah. So, okay. I am so excited and honored to have the, I would say the, well, the only, used to be you had some competition, but you kind of grew that competition yourself. The only karaoke game in town, Louis World Entertainment with Louis and Selena. Welcome.
Hello, Portland.
Yes. Yes. Everyone hopefully has had a chance. If you've been to a bar, you know, almost any bar, right? There, it's hard to miss this show in a lot of ways. It's hard to miss the Louis and Selena show, at least pre-COVID times, of course. So can you guys give me just a little bit background, like for the folks who are listening and don't know, for some reason, somehow don't know who Louis and Selena are, who are Louis and Selena, and what is Louis's World?
Oh my gosh. Well, I think we should probably start with Louis to let everybody know really quickly how it all started.
Let's do it.
Right. Yeah. It started, I was a cook in a restaurant, and everybody after work was always going to do karaoke. And so I decided to tag along one night, and I was hooked. And then I had an opportunity to fill in for somebody who was, and then, so I filled in, and then I got to actually replace him. And then eventually I had an opportunity to buy my own stuff, and it just kept growing. And it's always been about the music and the people for me. And then 2 years later, boom, I met Selena, and then just, you know, that was like the flower blooming right there, you know. And then we just been trying to do good and have fun and lift people's spirits all the time.
So let me ask you this. Did Selena sing a song at one of your karaoke nights? Is that when you first saw her? You could just lie and say it's true. But
Well, actually, karaoke is how I met her, because I was setting up early at the Junction Tavern in Paulsbo, and Selena was there. And so I was going to do a sound check, and she was like, oh, can I sing a song? I was like, yeah.
So as many as
I
you
let
want.
Her sing, and when didn't.
As
yeah,
many as
I was hooked.
So what song did she sing?
She sang Pat Benatar, Shadows of the Night. First song I ever heard her sing.
Of course.
I was like, wow. She sang really good. It was just amazing.
And so, he's being silly.
Well, Selena, let me ask you, how much longer after that did it take before you heard him do a Prince song?
Oh my gosh, I immediately heard him do Prince and fell in love.
Was that that same night?
No, it was a little while, probably a couple, two or three times since I went to karaoke that I heard him sing Prince. But you know, it was George Michael, Father Figure, man, that really, really got me too. That
Whoa.
And Little Red Corvette by Prince are my songs for sure.
Well, you know, for the listeners at home that don't go to karaoke, Father Figure is one of my songs too. So, yeah, I feel like that is a song that you will win someone's attention with, and you can win it in a beautiful way, and you could also win it in a kind of weird way.
Absolutely.
Depending on how it's performed.
Yeah, one of our greatest times that we had was when we were playing at Middletown and stuff too for you, and all of our friends and all of our family here in Port Townsend. We love Sirens, The Cellar Door. Middletown was just a super bright spot in our Port Townsend time, for sure. And now the Tunnel is just a beautiful little place. We love Jim and everybody there. So we just hope everybody gets through this and we can get back to playing some music for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I definitely want to talk about the future. I also want to just think at your heyday, like at your highlight, how many different karaoke nights were you doing in a row in a given week?
When I first started, I was working like six nights, sometimes seven.
Whoa.
Just to pay off my equipment, you know. So
that wasn't ideal then.
No.
No, but when I think our biggest times when we were playing, gosh, we played Clearwater Casino, Seven Cedars Casino, and the Point Casino all of them, as well as, you know, playing everywhere here, plus the alcohol plant. We were doing a good six nights a week, you know.
Yeah,
so, and having a great time. Well, then right before the COVID, we were doing four nights. We were at the Tunnel on Tuesdays, the Cellar Door on Wednesdays, Sirens on Thursdays, and every other Saturday out at the Logger's Landing in Quilseam, which was an extra special treat because it was just, it was so beautiful out there playing in the woods with, you know,
karaoke
stuff.
In the woods.
That's right, and there's not enough karaoke in the Quill. That's, I think Quilseam residents would agree.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely a great start, and we're hoping to be able to do it again sometime for sure.
So you guys are in your 30s now. So, and how many years have you been doing karaoke?
You're so cute.
Nice.
We've been doing karaoke for 27 years.
27 years of karaoke.
Yeah.
That is a long time. And I just, when I think about you guys, I'm like, what, wonder, does anybody ever ask them, or can they even remember, maybe because there's been, you know, so many times you've heard these songs, but like, what are some of the most memorable performances you've seen people give in your 27 years of karaoke?
Oh, one guy that stands out is Hans
Neuber.
Yeah, he came to Sirens one time and he sang Rhinestone Cowboy, and he's from, like,
somewhere in Germany.
So he had his accent when he sang, the joy in his face. We have it on video.
On YouTube, actually.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, actually. And Louisville Videos. And it just, you could see the joy, you know. I love it when the people light up because they're just in it and doing it, you know. You know that feeling.
Yeah. It takes everybody in the bar with them.
Yeah. I love that. It blows me away that I can be a part of that, you know, and help make that happen. But nowadays, it's a lot harder.
For sure.
Yeah, and we've had some amazing, amazing people. Cloris Leachman came and sang with us when she was hosting the special guest at the film festival.
That's she amazing.
She came and sang with us. It was truly a treat for us. Danny Hull from the Doobie Brothers has come and played with us. Got up and did Black Water on his saxophone when we played at the Elks with us while he was singing, or while we were singing, he was playing. Sorry. It was really exciting. Oh my gosh, there's so many memorable performances that there's too many to even remember. You know, the folks from Goddard College. Oh my gosh, there's so many people that come in through our doors that thing that we feel so honored to be able to host them.
Well, and let me ask you this. You can refuse to answer, but can each of you give me a song you never want to hear again?
Bohemian Rhapsody. That's an easy one.
So for all you out there, no Bohemian Rhapsody.
As an epic song as it is, there have been nights that it would be, you know, they would want to sing it three times a night. So we had to start limiting how many times they could sing it. And then of course, after the movie came out, then it gained more life and everybody wanted to sing it again.
Did you ever think about charging?
Yeah, that's one that I think has been played plenty, but I understand the appeal of it.
What about you, Louie?
Well, I like pretty much everything.
Because I know Louis, let me just say, I know Louis pretty well. We're talking to Louis and Selena from Louis's World, and Louis is the most supportive person. I mean, Selena is too, but like Louis, he's like got that silent support, right? He wants to make sure that you don't feel bad about anything that you do or any of the choices you make up there. As long as you're being safe and kind to people, he's going to check your levels. He's going to make you sound good. And if he has heard the song, like, you know, a few times, he's going to like block out that section of his brain. But I know deep down, and that's why I said you don't have to answer. I know you probably got a song in there. I'm not going to make you answer it, but one question, I why not say, like, okay, you want to hear Bohemian Rhapsody, $20.
Right.
That is so funny. The last time I did that, I had put on the only way you could sing Bohemian Rhapsody is if you donated $20 to charity.
There you go.
And I had some people, David Crozier and Marie Beebe and Mike Crozier, they donated $20 to the Kiwanis to sing Bohemian Rhapsody. So it went really well, and nobody had a problem with it. You know, and one of our local charities got some money.
It sounds way better. It sounds way better when you know $20 is involved.
I think I found a song.
Okay.
All of Me.
All of Me. I can't remember that song.
By John Legend.
Oh, okay. Sing it for me first.
Oh, great. Now I got to sing the one. All of Me. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, the ones that, because not only have I heard it in karaoke, but in weddings as well that we've played, and it just after a while, and I, you know, a lot of people say, "Oh, are with me with that one."
Please no.
But it's a good song.
So let me just we're talking to Louis and Selena, Louis's World. Has anybody like ever? Okay, so this famous incident happened before I moved out to PT. That was. Karaoke incident at a bar called Colors in Seattle. I wasn't there for it, but I read all about it. My friend was bartending that night. And a guy, he wanted to sing Creed, Arms Wide Open, I believe. And he gets up there and he's got his song on, and there's a lady at the bar that's just like, oh no, F this, and just gets up and starts beating him. Just like,
oh no.
And it's like, she just was not ready for the Creed. And she got tossed out of the bar, but then a bar like down the street in Wallingford where Colors was, they offered her a job based on the incident.
Oh no.
Right. I mean, which is like, that's kind of how Seattle used to be. It's not quite, I think, so wild anymore, but being offered a job because you actually like beat somebody up for singing a Creed song. And that's just my way of telling my story. So I could ask, has anybody ever run up and like try and pay you to like turn off a song? like, do you have, cause it causes, like it can cause these really positive feelings in people. Right. But then it also is like when you become the music for the bar, you know, and then it's kind of out of your control how people are singing it and what they're doing, you know, like, do you ever have folks where, you know, it almost like it creates like too much energy and you have to like calm it down or smooth it out somehow? And how do you do that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and I think our biggest issue with stuff like that happening is people not really understanding protocol and getting up to and trying to take the microphone from the people singing. Saying, I can do this better. No, let me do this. And then it kind of becomes a problem. Then we have to kind of smooth out the situation, try, you know, get them off the stage, explain to them that is not how things work. If they want to sing, to please fill out a slip, and we'd be happy to let them sing. But yeah, most of the time it's just.
And if the energy of the bar starts to get a little feisty, we can play slower stuff and slow it down a little bit and kind of calm people down.
Because you're kind of like
we've done a few times.
You're the music bartenders, you know, those nights. It's always been so interesting to me because you have responsibilities that just go beyond playing the music. You know, and I know you guys are amazing because I have seen truly terrible, terrible karaoke hosts. I'm specifically thinking of the Baranoff in Seattle. The guy who did it hated doing it. And like it would be a singer would finish. And there'd be a list, but this guy would wait about 15 minutes in between singers to go up and actually change the system. He was just like asking to be fired. So it's like, you know, I'll always remember like the time and effort you put into and really like caring about people's experience at, you know, at a Louis World event always was just striking to me right from the beginning that was like, this is a huge part of Port Townsend. And it was also the place, and we're talking to Louis and Selena from Louis World doing karaoke all over PT normal times. It was karaoke for me when I first moved to town in 2011 was like the place I would go to meet people. And basically all the friends that I made in Port Townsend, they started out, it's like a tree. It's like the root was Siren's karaoke night. And, you know, all the best people I think in town were there. Or at least if they weren't there, they were like, you know, somehow connected to people who were there. So I really like feel like all my great social experiences in Port Townsend in a lot of ways trace it back to Louis World, Sirens, Thursday nights starting at 9.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. You know, we feel really good that, you know, we've been fortunate to attract some really, really wonderful people to our world.
Yeah.
Well, you guys do an amazing job, and you give us all your love. And, yeah, I mean, we can't ask for more. But we did get a song from you that I received last night via email. That normally we have guests who are choosing songs to play. This Louis and Selena, who they're not just karaoke hosts, but they are actually talented, amazing singers themselves. Sometimes wedding singers too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You betcha.
Just all kind and wedding cake makers.
Yes,
I mean, oh man, you know, like there's but that's sort of like, isn't that the truth of living in Port Townsend? It's like, how many jobs do you need to actually be able to survive here? And and what do you have to basically invent for yourself, you know, that's going to make money and going to keep you going in Port Townsend, you know?
Yeah, because we love it here, and we want to do everything we can to be able to stay here because we love it here so much.
Just lift the spirit.
Yeah, and we, in COVID times, we need so much spirit lifting. So yeah. I hope this song's going to lift our spirits a little bit. Do you guys want to introduce it a little bit before I put it on?
Well, this song we originally heard, John Eisenhower used to sing it at the cellar door, and I fell in love with it and would not rest until I knew it and could sing it and Louis could sing it with me. And we just happened to love it. It's uplifting. It's fun. More than anything, it's fun to listen to. It's fun to dance to. And it is super fun to sing. And we just hope everybody enjoys it as much as we do.
All right. Well, let's get into it, and then we're going to talk about the stark realities of the present. So stick with us.
All right.
Louis and Selena, Louis World Entertainment. This is Filter. I'm Paul Rice. And this is Louis and Selena singing the Scissor Sisters.
For you. Different. All the girls they seem to
Yeah. So that was a live karaoke performance of Take Your Mama by Louis and Selena, of Louis's World, Louis and Selena's World, and entertainment. So when was that from? Tell us, give us a taste of a time when when that was possible.
We actually did, we live streamed that on Facebook from our living room probably 2 months ago.
Oh, that's rad. So it was a live concert.
Yeah. Yeah. We were trying to do a little bit of live streaming on Facebook for everybody every once in a while. We're kind of limited right now because we do live in an apartment and have to be courteous to our neighbors and everything. But, you know, we do want to do another live show really soon.
Yeah.
You know, for everybody to enjoy.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's it, like having the ability to do that. So you think your neighbors might get mad because you guys are just hitting the high notes and they're like, we're trying to eat our Rice Krispies. Can you just like cool it?
Yeah, just trying to be courteous. And a couple of people have just moved in, so they don't really know.
They don't know that they're living next to celebrities who need to do streaming to keep us alive. No, I'm the one saying it, Louis. You're not saying it. I'm saying you're celebrities because you are local celebrities. And if you want me to come over and just talk to your neighbors and be like, look, they're going to, Louis and Selena need to sing. They need to sing for us. And like, it's my fault. It's my fault. And it's, you know, it's not their fault. If it's going to be loud. Yeah. I'll take all the blame. I will be your bulletproof vest.
All right. I'm sorry. All questions must be submitted in writing to this number.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. And then you call that number and it's just a Spider-Man theme playing.
yes, by Michael Bublé.
Exactly. Yeah, we're just riffing here on Filter. This is KPTZ 91.9. We are lucky enough to have Louis and Selena with us. They are the godfathers and mothers of karaoke in Port Townsend and Jefferson County. There is a sincere lack of karaoke right now in pretty much our entire country.
Yeah.
It's real out there, huh?
You know, we do want to try to, you know, get it out there as much as we possibly can and stuff. And in these days, there's little parties of five people, you know, so we've been, you know, doing like, I think we've done two parties with, you know, five people. And it's been fun. It's some of our karaoke family that's always been around, that's always been with us.
And that's great. Yeah.
Every week, seeing them.
Yeah. So being able to have that consistent support from your biggest supporters. But then isn't part of the greatness of karaoke that you don't really know what's going to happen or who's going to come up and look like they don't know how to sing at all and end up not being able to sing, and it's a great story anyways.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Just the comradeship and companionship that we all have, that we get to share the time together, is what is really, I think, the most important part and what we miss the most.
Yeah, we just had our anniversary and we went to Sirens for dinner. And I was looking over at the stage and all of a sudden I started thinking about things, you know, and I actually got a tear in my eye.
No doubt. I'm going to get a tear in my eye right now.
Yeah, it's kind of the emotional wave kind of came over us a little bit, but you know, and
definitely miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like how much time have you been on that stage, y'all? Like how many hours have you spent on that stage?
Shanna hired us probably, we're thinking 11 or 12 years. We're not exactly sure of the time, but it was at least 11 years. And every Thursday, some extra Saturdays. Last New Year's Eve, you know, Sirens has been a huge, huge part of our life in Port Townsend.
Yeah, so let me think. Nine to one, right? 9 to 1, so 4 hours every week for 11 years.
Yeah.
I could get my computer out and do the... No, I'm going to do it. I got my calculator right here. So, like, somebody hum... Louis, can you hum the Jeopardy music or the Spider-Man theme?
Spider-Man.
Yeah. There we go. So 52 times 11, 572. times four. Yeah. Yeah. 2,200, basically 2,300 hours up on that stage. I can't even imagine like 2,300 anything.
Wow, that is amazing.
Well, and just think about that combined with those hours that like you had, you know, because not every night, you're not always feeling it every night, but there's so many emotional experiences tied up in there and so many people that you met and like grown closer to and so many shots. How many shots of tequila would you say you'd been purchased in that time? Probably not enough.
How many shots? us personally, none.
I think, oh yeah, exactly. Because you got to buy for the, that's what I mean.
Yeah, how many we've consumed is the different thing.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know.
Yeah, well, maybe it's not commensurate to the number of hours. But man, I miss.
Because it's not every night that we drink.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Oh yeah, and I should make that clear. These are not your drunken karaoke hosts. They're having a good time. They're having a good time. Whatever they're on right now is completely legal.
Exactly. Gotcha. Exactly.
Man, well,
yeah, but you know, we've seen so many marriages, people getting together and ending up getting married.
Yeah.
That have either met at karaoke or have, you know, really spent a lot of time there. We loved watching you and your lovely wife blossom throughout the time that you guys were spending with us at Sirens. We've felt extreme sadness and loss, but we've all been able to, you know, get through it together and sing our feelings and our hearts. And that's what we love about our community, is that we can all get together and share whatever feelings we have together and make it greater or lessen the pain.
Yeah, and let's talk about that for a second. I think there's one more thing I want to touch on after this, but just the loss. You know, I talked about at the beginning of the show that Adam Kelly, who's convicted of the murder of Jared Paul Bramson, who was a big karaoke fan, he was sentenced yesterday to 5.5 years for the murder, which is the maximum sentence he could have gotten for it. So, but Jared, just speaking of Jared and kind of invoking the spirit of Jared, you know, he's like known as being a local musician and just kind of the heart of the town, you know, totally roustabout, wonderful person. And so what, can you talk a little bit about your relationship to Jared and doing karaoke?
Oh my gosh.
I've always saw him as an example of what kind, you know, I've always looked up to him and tried to, cause he was the coolest cat, you know?
Yeah.
And so I tried to be like him.
You know, and musically he was
so great.
He was magic. He was magic. He come down. Our favorite was always Rapper's Delight.
Yes.
He could bust out some Rapper's Delight like nobody could.
He knew every word to Rapper's Delight. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was. It was always just awesome. He come down after open mic on Wednesdays down to the Cellar Door, and the whole crowd, you know, Jared, Emily, O'Shanna, they would all come down and just treat us to the best time afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And yeah, our hearts are just broken and go out to Emily and the girls and everyone in this community that love him so much. And Shauna, we love our Shauna girl.
Mm.
I remember
you're good. Go.
I remember him singing One More Try, and it's just like amazing. Mm. You know? And I also, I bought when I was in a band with my son, I had to buy a keyboard, and I bought it from Jared.
Mm.
So I have his Roland keyboard that he had. I bought from.
It's like,
so when I play that, it's just, I have his little bracelet right on it. Just,
mm,
say thank you.
So I like all these pieces of him just still living and will always live with us in the community. And that's
always.
Yeah. Ooh.
They create great memories.
We got real. See, karaoke is not just something you do at a bar while you're drunk. Is karaoke
exactly.
is, especially in a small town where we all know each other and we love each other, hopefully most of the time, maybe not all the time. You know, this is like, it is like glue that binds us, some of us. I mean, caveats. I know not everybody loves karaoke, but I mean, really, like, I think that everyone, almost everyone in town who likes to be out and likes to be in a social way, they end up at karaoke at some point and they have a good time. At some point, maybe not every night, but you know, like it's a part of our lives here that's as important as pizza, if you ask me.
Absolutely.
So
we loved listening to, by the way.
Oh,
that was
good.
A great show.
Well, we'll have another one. You know, maybe we'll get one of you pizza experts on there. As far as I'm
awesome.
Concerned, we'll need more pizza experts.
Mwah.
I talked to
pizza.
You know something about pizza?
I do.
Oh, Selena, I cannot wait. You're going to go on. I actually had Jacqueline mention yesterday. She was like, you didn't really have pizza experts on there. I'm a pizza expert. I was like, okay, you're hired for next one. Yep. Yeah.
Because awesome.
If you could just say you're a pizza expert, you're a pizza expert as far as I'm concerned. And Will O'Donnell tried to say he wasn't a pizza expert, but we proved him wrong.
Yes, you did.
So this is important. You know, I don't know when we're gonna have karaoke in a bar again. I just honestly I can't see it happening for a long time the way it happened before. So how can the community support you going forward and making sure that we can keep you in this community and wait for the day where we can be back at Sirens doing our thing just like before?
Well, we are trying. We do want to get on a regular schedule doing live shows and everything. And we certainly don't want something for nothing from everyone. So if we do our live shows and everybody likes it, we have Venmo and we have PayPal that you can access. I guess you can get it to louiseworld2012@gmail.com. And if they want to tip us, that would be wonderful. But we certainly don't want anything from anybody for nothing. So we want to offer some music and some goodness to everyone for that.
Mm. And we'll take requests as well. Sure.
Yeah. We've done some song requests, some birthdays, that people have asked us to sing a special birthday request for someone, you know, a long distance request, just like Casey Kasem back in the days. They would tip us and we would live stream a song for them and tag them so it went on their Facebook page and they could watch it over and over if they liked.
Can I be really annoying and request Louis do a Napalm Death song that's like 30 mm-hmm. seconds long, something like that? Would you do some death metal for me, Louis?
You want me to do a death metal song?
Yeah, you know, one of the songs that's like, you know.
Oh,
like,
you know, that'd probably feel really good.
Yeah, yeah, it probably would. Like, a song like this, like, what is it? Maybe I can just play it so you get the sense, because they're only like 30 seconds long anyway, so.
yeah. Because the throat gives out by then.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We'll see. Don't worry. I won't have a radio show by the end of this one. Oh yeah, here's a perfect one. Here, just a sample. Maybe I'll have you do The Kill by Napalm Death.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like that. Can you do that?
Oh yeah.
Okay, we're on. Cool. All right, I can't really particularly promote anything or say I'm going to do anything like that, but we'll talk about Napalm Death. And so if you have song requests, they could reach out to you, and they could find you. Can they find you, people find you on Facebook?
Oh yes. Facebook.
Louis Espinoza, Louis's World.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Facebook. Well, I hope
YouTube videos.
Oh yeah,
Louis World videos on YouTube,
as well as Kayaking with Selena videos on YouTube.
I was going to ask about the kayaking
adventures, and Louis writes his own music and puts it to our kayaking videos. So those are wonderful adventures to go on too with us.
Well, thank you for keeping a wide world of entertainment for us since we can't do karaoke. We need you. We love you. And thanks for being here, Louis and Selena.
Hey, thank you for having us, Paul. We love you too, man. And we love Fort Townsend. Hang in there, everybody.
Thanks, Louis.
Thank you. We love you guys.
We all love you too. And we'll talk to you again soon to catch up and see where things are at in a couple months.
Okay. Thank you, Paul, for having us.
Of course. Bye. All right.